Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's touch table on some football. David will provide some music. We got a lot of college football to talk about, including a playoff bracket. Oh, exciting. David.
Well, it is the college football playoff bracket.
Okay.
Mike.
All right, go ahead.
They gave us week two of what the rankings would be. So we're going to go over the fictitious games if they were to be played.
And whether I give a bleep.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The Mike Vellini, do I give a damn meter?
Go ahead. This is all an exercise, people, to figure out if the 12-team playoff will actually serve the purpose that Rico said it would serve.
So, at number 9, Notre Dame will be traveling to Tennessee.
Love it. Big brands, helmet game, Rocky Top. One problem. The total on that game might be 6. As in 6 points. Those are two offenses. You can't have a functional passing game between them.
That's the first thing I said behind the glass. Like, you're right. The brands, yes, but the game?
Over under 37.5.
Unless Notre Dame treats Tennessee like a military academy.
Maybe. But again, helmet game, tradition, non-traditional opponent, and a play. Like, if that were a real game, that's something like, I haven't gone on my college football trip. That might be one where I'd be like, you know what? F it. Let's roll.
Funny you say that, because there's one that I think
okay
we should do.
But that's a thumbs up. I would watch that.
Yes. Okay. Next game.
Okay.
We're traveling to Columbus. Number 5, the Ohio State Buckeyes hosting Boise State.
Out. That's a murder. They would need homicide chalk. No interest. None. Boise State can't stop a nosebleed. The only way they beat you, they try to sack you. That ain't going to work against OSU. And second of all, Ashton Gentry, guys, A, he hadn't been the same since he blew his arm out against UNLV. Now he's wearing the J.J. Watt fashion sleeve. And they don't look – Boise doesn't look impressive enough. They were ratty against Nevada. It's another one. I'm going to say no to that game for me.
I'm going to be honest, and it will never happen, but if it was in Boise State, I would be interested to see Ohio State on that blue turf.
Well, that's different.
But it's never going to happen, so no, I'm good.
No, it's not. Michael, can I interest you in a road trip?
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's talk about it.
Let's head and drive down to Bloomington, Indiana. Number 7, Indiana, hosting Alabama.
In. And I would dress up as an elephant. In. In. I got to scout the New York Giants' future quarterback, Jalen Milroe. No, I would do that because, A, non-traditional place. The place would be electric. Bloomington, I've been to. I've been to The Rock before. Great tailgating.
Really?
Fun. Yeah, I have.
See, if you would have put that up on a board, that's one that I would have been like, Mike's not going to waste his time at Indiana.
I got bad news for you. It's approaching 20 years.
Okay.
I went and saw Drew Stanton play there.
All right. You know what? You were young.
Yes.
Mistakes were made.
Yeah, we did lots of road trips. But yes, I would do that because it's a chance to see Bama play live and then see all the idiot Hoosiers go home sad.
Yes, I would be interested in it, but let me give you what would happen. They would move the game to Indianapolis because of the whole rule of hotels and all of this other stuff.
I don't think they would.
Yes, they would.
I don't think they would move that game. If that's the case, if I'm Indiana, I would just opt out and say I don't want to be in the playoffs.
That would be my fear because of what they talked about.
I think you're just trying to create something, David. You're being a problem.
That's what they said.
No, well, let's hope that the Colts will be playing a game that weekend.
I agree. Next.
Here's another road trip game. We're going to call this one the Spider-Man meme. We're headed to Happy Valley.
No, we're not.
Penn State will be hosting Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss.
Ugh.
The Spider-Man meme. Who can gag this game away?
You can't say that a week after Lane.
Okay, you know what? You're right.
Lane just sexed up Georgia. You can't do that.
Unless it's just the theory that a broken clock is right twice a day.
I would watch it. Let's go with the real theme of is this exciting to you? Yes. Now, if that game's at night and it's a playoff whiteout, mama.
I couldn't interest you in a trip?
No. Happy Valley's miserable.
So you'd watch it, but just not go.
Tulane Road, weird place, culty. Yeah, no, I have no interest.
It is weird.
And you can keep your ice cream. Overrated.
It is free. I didn't get the ice cream.
Listen, you were too busy sashaying around tailgates. Go ahead.
No. I know.
Hi, my name's Rico. I have a man bag.
No, I don't, Mike. I have to carry equipment and stuff.
It's a fashion bag. People, you haven't lived until Rico rolls up to your tailgate. Go ahead, next game.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
These are real matchups. All right,
so let's go back to Notre Dame, Tennessee. Who would win that game?
Notre Dame.
Okay, Notre Dame in a neutral site against Oregon.
No. I think Notre Dame would get steamrolled. That's a bad game. You got to take on Oregon with no passing game. And I don't care how good your defense is against broke bleep offenses. You're going to face an Oregon team that's built different. Neutral site? Mm-hmm. No. Out.
Yeah, that's a helmet game. I love that matchup.
Seeing
it on the field, but you're right. The game itself would probably be like, no.
Able to turn that one off at halftime.
Now, this falls in the system is not a system, because last night the College Football Playoff Committee just confused everybody. Ohio State was like ranked higher, but because they didn't win the Big Ten, they put in a lower bracket. But you would get the Buckeyes, because I'm assuming the Buckeyes would be Boise State. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Playing Miami on a neutral site.
Love it. Be 100 points scored in that game. Television delight, all in. And a rematch of the 0-1 championship game where Miami got absolutely screwed on a hokey PI.
You mean the flag that came 15 seconds later?
Oh, that'd be correct. That thing was later than a Blaha touchdown MSU.
Guys, if you don't remember that game, literally Miami was celebrating on the field. The game was over, and they stopped all the players and said, wait, 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 there's a flag.
I love it. Yes, all in.
Yeah, that's a great matchup right there. Ohio State wouldn't have to worry about the trenches. Just throw the ball up and down the field.
Total set at 68.5. Would be a fun game.
Indiana-Bama, we're going, who's winning that game? Bama?
Bama. Come on now.
Yeah,
Bama. Okay, Bama?
In Indianapolis.
Well, we get the rematch. Alabama, Texas, neutral site.
All right. I mean, what's wrong?
Because Bama would get destroyed.
I don't know about destroyed, but okay, Texas
they
wins.
They would lose, yes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It doesn't have the sizzle it had last year in Tuscaloosa. That was something new, different, just saw it. Fine enough, I'd watch it. I'm not going to lie to you and say no. Texas wins that game.
And in the free square category, yeah. Ole Miss, Penn State, who do we have winning that game?
On principle, I got to say Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Because I want James Franklin to fight a fan at half. Well, like, you know how they do the scholarship kick at the end of the third? I want him to put an octagon out there and have Franklin versus a drunk student.
Well, would Ole Miss then get advanced to the semifinal? Because Ole Miss would play BYU in a neutral site game.
Ugh.
I would pay so much money for Ole Miss to beat those overgrown 35-year-olds with three kids like a drum. Just, yes, Ole Miss by a zillion over those frauds.
Yeah, they would. BYU? Ugh. Can we get Colorado, please?
It's just based off of last night. Yes, it's like
Lane Kiffin versus Prime. Oh, my God, is that theater? Yeah.
Oh, Joel Klatt, Gus. Patna,
please,
and the All-American girl.
Nope.
This last question before we finish, David, if you could swing the mic over to Kenny Cott. Kenny, as of last night, Georgia was not in.
Yep.
As a Georgia fan you've won national titles, what's your level of interest in any of these games if Georgia does not make the playoffs?
I mean, I love college football, so the helmet games are probably the ones that get me. I'll still be watching. I'll still have interest. It'll just be like with that sadness deep inside of me that I'll be watching.
I remember how hurt you were last year to see that this is going to be extended for weeks.
Yeah, this one will probably, at the beginning, I'll be resentful and spite watching it because Georgia not being in an expanded playoff is painful to watch. But yeah, I'll still have interest.
Will you be watching the Georgia bowl game or would you just not give a damn?
Background noise.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice sport.
All right. That's your college football playoff week 2 bracket blitz 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.